The Channelings of the Everlasting Gospel, Book 1, Chapter 12, Creating Higher Consciousness. All sciences are conflicted now about the truth as to how the creation spirit of the universe animates the body and supplies it with corresponding thought. To the mortal-minded who think the body has a brain that thinks, to them their brain is thinking. But thinking their brain is thinking is the worst thing that could happen to souls and body vehicles, which should be animated by God's Spirit in an all-knowing stream of consciousness, and not by their false thinking. Your body brain is really just a radio TV transceiver, picking up pre-recorded thought that is playing back from the planet's auric mind bank according to your conditioning. For example, President Slobodan Milosevic was thinking in an evil way, and President Clinton was thinking with others that the way to stop the killing was to bomb their military bases. But each of these thinkers were animated in their mind by past recordings playing back in them out of the planet's auric minefield of energy. Whereas, in normal universe, the actual morphic resonance of formative causation in planetary auras and elsewhere is put into the ethereal dimensions of created life as the spirit of the Creator, playing back to animate the souls and body vehicles in its spiritual ways, which are perfect in every way imaginable. Jesus was the one who taught God's spiritual way in simple sentences and parables that expressed God's ways of intelligence and gave the people a sense of sharing all things and living in a high way of romance and beauty. The Creator would never create bodies that think, because if this were so, it would be hard to tell what they each thought, and they would all be in separate, isolated consciousness. They might have thoughts to kill one another, or rob them, or sell them something, or have a medical operation, maybe join the army, or perhaps the country club. Everything would end up in confusion, which is exactly the condition here on this planet, but not for long. The creation spirit of the universe is supplying the utopian kind of intuitive thought in this everlasting gospel as its spirit, which will animate the bodies along with the souls in the bodies in the ways it knows will bring health and happiness to everyone. So, inasmuch as the body brain can't create a thought, then how is the erroneous thought created that would make President Milosevic believe that their national problem could be solved by killing off or driving out the Kosovo people? Or make President Clinton believe that he could save lives by bombing Milosevic's military installations in Yugoslavia? The erroneous thought is a product of a long chain of events that have been programmed in the planet's aura, its mind bank, that arose from a spiritual error in this solar system. We are correcting this error now by returning the planet to Spirit God's natural sharing ways. What is needed is Omni-God's everlasting gospel that gives the world master plan the people can easily and with enjoyment put into operation, bringing about the kingdom of God on this war-torn earth. So then, how do we create a morphic resonance in the planet's auric field with Omni-God that will animate our bodies and souls in happiness on into the new world? It's simple. Just forgive everyone their trespasses against Omni-God's natural law and begin a new world in which all things are shared. All this is accomplished by praying, real praying, using words that are of the spiritual synthesis. Real praying isn't to pray to a man-god for things. It is in extending our soul force, using words that sound in space, that others will hear telepathically and be inspired by, because such happy and progressive thought has come in them that is of Christ consciousness, which Jesus represented. as well as in all the souls in body temples who pray for the kingdom of God to come. Sure enough, it is coming, because some souls have prayed and served in order to bring the scientific technological age to the planet, not only for the material benefits, but so enough spirited thought would come into the planet's territorial aura that it would take the wheat into a new world and send the chaff souls off to other Carlinon planets, like this one has been. The great cosmic initiation comes along to take us into the new world, and not the old world status quo as the money changers had planned. That is, for this third millennium after Jesus' birth, adding the third circuit of universal Christ consciousness into our society and culture that is of eternity, leaving the old world of time altogether. So the galactic Elohim, coming from the normal universe that the souls or microcosms here have fallen from, return to take the wheat souls into the new Y3K, a paradise millennium. The money changers want us to continue with usury money and debt, and to keep going as workers' slaves, with our youth as their soldiers and our adults as police and judges. But this is where we leave this old world for the new placentia, which is our spiritual rebirth and a wealth of good things for everyone. The new world isn't dependent on anything or anyone of this old world. Omni-God is pouring its spirit out on all flesh now to make it happen automatically. It just comes in higher consciousness because the vibrations are right, and we are in it because we are serving together in universal Christ consciousness.